The goal of using a content delivery network, which is the CDN, is to make it seem or perform, the network perform, as if users were very close to the websites, web services that they were actually trying to use. So much software gets written in the California area, and the servers happen to be nearby, so everyone develops in a very friendly and well-performing experience. But when you go to the UK, you go to Africa, South America, East Coast of the United States, for example, you find that those wonderful feature-rich sites that are developed perform rather slowly as they start having to load more JavaScript, more images, more data behind the scenes. And all of this is due just to the physical constraints of having to move that much data around. So the CDN proposition is that you will move the content to as many geographical locations as you can, or at least ones that are interesting. So it's a simple, well, we say simple, it's a simple, in theory, replication of the data. Put it on the East Coast of the United States, put it at a few sites in South America, Europe, UK, Africa when possible, Asia as well. And by keeping these in sync and doing a few tricks with DNS and routing services, people see the same website, get the same services, but they get it from someplace close. And that greatly improves the experience.
I'm assuming now you're getting to the difference between a website, even a dynamic website, and a very complex simulation of a 3D space.
There are several differences. One is, you know, when you use a browser, you typically go to a page, there's a great deal of activity for a very short time, and you have a page. It starts running, and it's available in a very brief amount of time. There really isn't that much to load. You go to a region in Second Life, we will load tens of thousands of entities, and that can take a great deal of time. And so you'll find it working and having to do quite a bit more loading than what a simple web page, or even a complicated web page. In addition to that, my opinion is that it's more noticeable. You can have missing content or some images out of place, or maybe some JavaScript that you're not even going to run, not appear in a web page, and you won't care. Your favorite little image in Second Life, your favorite mesh, if that does not appear, we hear about it. You will come to us. And so the reliability and robustness of that region load is very important to people. It must be correct.
Is this a third-party service, or are you building up this content delivery network? That's what I never understood.
A content delivery network, CDNs, are actually a term of business. It is a service, like web services, VPN, ISP. And commercial businesses started it up. Akamai, for example, is one very famous one. CloudFront Run is another one.
And now, when you talk about Second Life, how do you then prioritize? Do you prioritize what should be duplicated in terms of Second Life content by looking at how often are certain sim, how popular are certain sims?
That would be a push technology. We decide what's important and move it out there. We let the users decide. So they just come in and ask for what they want, and we let them pull it out to the CDNs. The entire grid could actually be replicated out there, and it very nearly is at this point. And the effect is that they replicate the live pieces. There is a huge collection of material that, in a way, isn't alive. It's sitting in people's inventories. It's never res. It doesn't exist in any simulator state, and that does not go out there. But what people use stays live, and if they keep using it day after day, it remains hot, is how we phrase it, and it stays at the CDN. I'll give you a little technical rundown. When you log into a region, one of the first things that happen is a scene description starts loading from the server into the viewer. Now, this is our server, and it's always our server. It's where the simulation is happening. And we begin loading trees and grass and how the terrain looks, the meshes that have been res in the region, textures, and primitives. And we start pushing descriptions of these down to the viewer. These also contain additional descriptions. More mesh objects are embedded in them. More textures are embedded in them. And that is now the duty of the viewer itself to go and request. And what has changed is that instead of requesting it from our simulation hosts, they're now going to the CDN. So they're asking the CDN directly, please give me this texture. Please give me this mesh. And that's how we know it becomes hot. That's how we get it loaded in the CDN, and that's how we make it available as close as possible to the people requesting it. We don't actually know which ones are out there. We just know that the people who are asking them are getting them.
It is the popularity that demands what the content delivery network then delivers.
Correct. The people demand it, the people get it.
My sort of avant-garde cinema or modern contemporary composer workshop gets probably a lot less requests than, let's say, any number of bikini beachfronts.
The Ligeti fans will get their day someday.
Last time we spoke was about the HTTP project. How does this relate to your HTTP work? How does it interface? What's the ideal scenario that it all these moving parts gel together?
It was actually independent, and the CDN work was mostly orchestrated by the systems engineering group, people who manage the big services behind the scenes, the data centers, and the operational aspects of Second Life. And it was just coincidence that they came together at the same time. Good and bad, we had two large networking pieces that were made available right at the same time. And they are complementary. They don't conflict, really. They are complementary in that the services that we have stood up over time are rate limited. We're sharing simulation and asset management and everything else on our simulation hosts. And we needed or wanted to move that away for quite a long time. So the pipelining was a way of using that more effectively, but is still consuming that resource. CDN allows us to move it completely away. It moves off into another space entirely. And by simply pointing the pipelining away to the CDN, it simply works. As long as you speak a valid HTTP protocol, you keep within specifications, and be a little conservative. Be prepared for failures. It's very robust and very, very effective.
One tiny question. The Second Life resident, what will they see in the future coming from you guys in terms of how their experience will be even better than it is now?
Well, we do have some teething problems, I'll be honest. There are some users experiencing some difficulty. We are going to sort those out, and we are going to make this better. The interesting problem is that we were actually achieving results that are at theoretical capacity of the services. For the non-CDN case, we were running some tests out of the UK, and put it this way, if I were to take those users and put them in our data center in Phoenix and let them plug into the rack where their simulation host was running, the numbers would not be better. That's how good it is.
Whoa.
That's due to pipelining and keeping data on the wire. So with that happening, you actually have to work to make it better. CDN is one of them, and we want to first just extract the maximum we can get out of CDN, and that will give us a great deal of data movement. Then it's improved simulation and keep working. We'll refine, but this really has been a milestone for Second Life. We just have to give it to everybody, make sure everyone is getting the benefit of it, and it is happening now.
And everybody should feel that.
Everyone should be feeling that.